Iboyisema, I'll tell you another teretz if you want. Iboyisema, hod the afkere beyond pay train, vihod the afkere beyond pay tlosa. One case is the person was mafker. When he said his field should be free for all, he only said it in front of two people. And one case, this last Mishnah is talking about, we said it in front of three people. And the one answer now is, even according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a difference. That Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah in the Durim, and in this first Mishnah here, that's mashma, that when you mafka something, it does not leave your reshus until somebody else takes it. That's only when you mafka it only in front of two people, or one, or by yourself. But when you mafka it in front of three people, then we see you really mean business. So when you mafka it in front of three people, then even according to Rabbi Yossi, you mean right now to give it up completely. You don't own it anymore, even before somebody else comes and takes it. It leaves your reshus right away. So therefore, it could be that this mission here that says Hamafkir es karmoy, or the shachar, he himself gets up and takes it back. So you see, when your mafkir left your reshus completely, could even go according to Rabbi Yossi. And here we're saying you did it in front of three people. When you do it in front of three people, you tell three people, "I'm be mafkir my field." There you mean it completely. So that's the way the Ran says. Kloimer, shein sham shloisha. Tell me the mastis and the tani dieni moy macher. When you don't do it in front of three people, either by yourself or one or two people, then Rabbi Yossi says a svirulei to cholki agavne hefker kematana. Then Rabbi Yossi says hefker is only like a matana, like you give somebody a present. When you give somebody a present, it first leaves your reshus when he takes it. Up until that person takes it, lenafik reshus masker doesn't leave your reshus. V'tamayu mishum tieni moyamacher, because there's no third person. That's the svara. Inamid leka badi alatrin. Even there's only two people, the same thing. Hadayte the chad mhanech b'lechud afkarei. The chol beitrin leka kola. There's no kol going out. So therefore, we're afraid you're not really mean to make it hefka completely. El hadayte the idach. Ishoch inamid lemafkarei el hadayte the idach. Ay hadayte the chad mitavayu. Hilkach. Like we only have one or two people there, maybe you only mean to give it to one of these two people. So you don't mean to make a hefker really, you just mean to leave it like a matana. But in the case where you say it in front of three people, then we say for sure, adaita de kuli alma afkarei, when you do it in front of three people, like then for sure a curl will go out. Everybody's going to talk about it and know that you are mafka your field. So for sure, what you meant then was, it should be hefka lakhel. Whoever wants to come and take it, can come and take it. Then it's not like a matana, then it leaves your reshus completely. So this could be a teretz even according to Rabbi Yossi. That maybe Rabbi Yossi agrees that when you mask is something in front of three people, that's a better hefka, it leaves your possession right away. And a proof of this is, the Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoyt Sadik. If somebody says he's making his field hefker in front of three people, that's called the good hefker. Then it's chal right away. And we say, Mishum diadaita de kuli yamar afkarei. For sure then you had in mind that you want to make it hefker free for all. Because you know everybody's going to find out about it. So for sure what you meant is that it should be free for all. That's called the good hefker. But what about a person only says it b'fnei shnayim, in front of two people only? Then lo hevi hefker, that's not called hefker. And the Ran says, the chivon de leka kerla, since you didn't say it in front of three, so the curl people won't find out about this, then we have to be afraid that adaita de tuba l'chud afkarei. You only meant to be mafkrit for these two people, and that's not called hefker. Hefker has to be that it's free for everybody. So maybe that's pshat here in Rav Yossi also. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar know that Dvar Torah Midi Yeraisa Afilu B'yechad Hevi Hefka. Midi Yeraisa, if a person is mafka something even by himself, but he says even for the one, but some say even by himself also, L'maisit Hefka. Midi Yeraisa, we're not afraid to say, doesn't mean to make it free for all. If the person says, I'm being mafka my field, I'm making my field Hefka free for all, it's taka free for all, even though he only says it in front of one person. How come mashma midrabbanan? When you make something hefka, the rabbanan said you should do it in front of three people. What's the time? Why should you need three people there? They won't have like Eidusir. It should be Yedua. You should not be able to retract. So therefore, Midi Rabbanan is an Indian to do it in front of three people. But Avad, if you only do it in one person, L'maisa the Hefker Ischal. Let's just see this round. The round says, Tahach Sug Yekula. This whole sugi here, Lamai the Sakadati Mikor, the time of Yesim, Mishun Xavi Hefka Kamaton Asya. Our sugi goes, the whole blot here, is that Rabbi Yossi holds that it doesn't leave your possession when you masquer it until the other person takes it. This is Rabbi Yechon that said like this. And Oisusiv, really, the Gemara asked a question on him before. The Chivan Shekain, since it's like this, Lamaskona, what's the yen? What do we come out from this whole sugi is? According to what we came out before, that Rabbi Yochanan was wrong, this whole last Gemara is also, we don't come out lalocha. For Naktinan, how do we come out? The Purusha, the Brisa, the Mafkar, Sadeya, Ukma Ula, the Kula Rabbanan, he. Those things go according to Rabbanan. For Rabbi Yossi Nami, even according to Rabbi Yossi. For Rabbi Yossi, La Poligolayo, the Rabbanan, Medina, the Hefka Klal. But on a time with the safe with the Tony, the Yachle Zochabo, Benu, Benacher, Yochalachzabai, Mishun Chivon, the Shavua, Vishon, Lashchichon, Lenafik Mishusim Afkrad, Yoshla Shuzecha. The terrace we said before was that everything come, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, that when you mafka something, really it leaves your Rishus right away. That the Bryce before says, that if you do it for a month, why does the Bryce it says that before somebody's zeicha doesn't leave your rishus? That's only in the case of a shvu or shana, where you say you want to be mafkrit for a certain amount of a time. That's not shchiach. There we say you don't really mean to leave it and go out of your rishus. But I call upon him in your halacha, but plaklad of yechna be bishur ben levi, naktinik be bishur ben levi. The yoma that dva torah filu be yechna be hefka. That's the maskana. That midiraisu we hold when you mafkrit even in front of one person, it's called hefka. And Hefker really means that it goes out of your possession right away. Even before somebody else comes and takes it, still it leaves your Rishus. Because we don't hold like Rabbi Yechon, we hold like Rashi Lakish, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, he also holds like that. But if so, well, ma tam armu b'shloisha, how come with the Rabboni is supposed to be mafka something in front of three people? His g'deshi echot zoich v'shnei midim. Hilkach medivrei soifrim, and the Hefker at shiavka v'shnei shloisha. The reikos of a Rambam zal. That's what the Rambam also paskins. That midi yiraisa, you could be mafkir something even in front of one person. And when you mafkir it, when you say this is hefker, it leaves your rishus right away. It doesn't belong to you anymore. That you have to have three, it's only midi rabbonin. But interesting, midi rabbonin though now, if you mafkir something in front of one person, it's not called hefker. In front of one person, it's not enough. Midi rabbonin, you have to do it in front of three people. If you do it less than three people, midirabon of the hefker is not chal, it's not called hefker. But our co-opponent of the Ryan says that the maskana, that even in Rabbi Yossi also agrees that the side of hefker is when somebody says something is hefker, that's it. Right away it goes out of your rishus, it does not belong to you anymore. There's such a kinyan of hefker. Taka chiddush. Because really, once you own something, you can't just say, I don't want it anymore. If you say you don't want it, it means nothing. Because the maisa, it's yours. Can't just say, go away from me. It doesn't go away. Something you own belongs to you. Unless you're machner it, you sell it to somebody, somebody has to make a kinyan. That's the way it goes away from you. But just the fact that you say you don't want it anymore means nothing. It's still yours. You can't sell your house you don't want anymore. There's only a chiddush of hefker. If somebody says something, harezu hefker, that's a chiddush. That by making it a hefker, that's the way that takes it out of your possession. It's like it doesn't belong to you. But it's only if you say the word hefker. You have to say, I'm being mafka this, I'm making it hefker. But if I'm to say, I don't want it, means nothing. Those are subis we have in subis. Somebody says, the yefsha, I don't want this, that means nothing. Once you own it, it's yours. You have to get rid of it somehow. You have to be mafka it to somebody else. Or else, make it hefker. If you say something is hefker, that's a kinyan like, you're taking it out of your possession, and it's in a new rishus now. It's open, free for all, whoever wants to come and take it. Hadron Alechov, Ein Ben Amud. Now the Mishnah says like this. Ha-shutfin she-nodru ha-no ze-mi-ze. He had two partners that owned a field together. Reuben and Shimon are partners in the same field. They owned it together. And each one has an issa neder, they can't have enjoyment from the other one. Reuven has a neder, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. And Shimon has a neder, he can't have any enjoyment from Reuven. So what are they allowed to do now? And they own this field together, b'shutfus. So the locher is, Asurin likones lechotzer. The Tanakhama says, if so, both of them cannot go into their own fields. Because since they own it, b'shutfus, partners, when you walk into the field, it's considered like you're walking into your friend's field. When Reuven walks in here, true, he owns part of it, but part of it Shimon also owns. So when you walk through the field, you're like walking through Shimon's fields, and you're not allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. And we go like the Mishnah before, that we hold by Nedarim, Drisas HaRegel is also. Even just the fact you start walking through his property, that's the only enjoyment you're having, that's also also. It's called enjoyment, walking through the property. So therefore the Tanakhama says, neither of them could walk through this property now. Because since both they have an Isser HaNor, not to have enjoyment from one or the other, when you come into the property now, you're walking into your friend's property, even though you also own it, but you own it b'shutfus, you own it together. Together means, when you walk in there, you're using his also. And that's also, so you can't walk in. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Vaymano, he holds both of them are allowed to walk into this field. What kind of business is this? It's my field, I own it. Ah, you own it also? Very good. So when Reuven walks into the field, he has the right to say, I'm walking into my field. And when Shimon walks into the field, he says, I'm walking into my field. Therefore, Ablezer ben Yaakov says, both of them are allowed to walk into this field. Since they both own the field b'shutfus, they're both a partner in the field, so therefore, each one has a right to say, when I'm walking in here, I'm using my field, I'm not using your field. So this is the whole big run here that's Masber. Really, the Machlokes here is the famous Shal of Yod from Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. We have Lezer ben Yaakov holds the oldest svar of Yesh Breira means we could divide up things. Yesh Breira means, like when here, you bought this from partners. You own the field of partners. What does that mean, partners? That when one person goes down and use the field, when he's using it now, it's like Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that when you bought the field today, the field is completely yours. And when the next guy walks in, so when he uses it, it's like Igloi Milsalam comes out at the beginning, the field belonged to you 100%. See, Yesh Breira means whatever comes out of it later, what we see, the choice, means what comes out later, it's as if at the beginning, that's the way it was supposed to be. So any time Reuven is in the field, we look as if this field belongs totally to Reuven. And whenever Shimon goes into the field, we look as if Shimon owns the field totally. So therefore there's no issue here. When Reuven wants to walk into the field of Yehud Yesh Breira, when he's in the field now, we look as if Lamafreya, when he bought it, he owned it for this use. For this time when he's in there right now, it belongs to him. So when Reuven walks in, he's like walking into his field. So there's no issue, I'm not having any enjoyment from Shimon. The Shimon is not your field now. This is my field. And then when Shimon walks into the field, Shimon has the same thing also. Shimon has the right to say, I'm walking into my part of the field. That's the old Yesh Breira. That means even though right now we do something on a doubt, like we don't know exactly which portion belongs to and for which time, but later on, whenever one takes his portion, or now he's using it, it's like at the beginning, it was Oymed, at that time it belongs to him. That's a svara in Yesh Breira. The Tanakhama doesn't know from this svara. The Tanakhama says you don't say Yesh Breira. Therefore, at the beginning, when partners buy it, the pshat is they both own it equally. And like every part of it, they're a shutef, they're a partner in it. So any part of the field that you walk into, it's called you walking into part of your friend's field also. True, half of it is yours, but half of it is your partner's. So since there's an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from your partner, you're not allowed to walk into this field. Because when you do walk into it, any step you take, you're stepping on two parts. One half of your footstep belongs to you, but the other half of that property belongs to your friend, and you're not allowed to have enjoyment from your friend. Therefore, you can't walk in there. Because of Lezer ben Yaakov, the svar of Yesh Breira, we say no, when you walk in there, the use that you have in the chutzer, at the time when you're using it, we look as if that's yours. You owned it from the beginning, it's 100% yours, so you're not having enjoyment from your friend. All right, turn over. Right. What about another case is Ushne Ovaita Mishnah says then Ushneya Masurin Lahamid Rechayim Vitanur Velagadal Tanagurlam. And both the Shutfin, Reuven and Shimon, since they both have an Issa Neder not to have enjoyment one from the other, they can't put there in the middle of their yard a Rechayim, a millstone, a tanner or an oven, or they can't raise chickens there, because these things are considered you're having enjoyment from the other one. So Ran said, the Afgad, the Perechas Tabat, and the Shutfim, and me, the Gnesh, like Kafti, he Kafti, Chodom Lakizel, even though usually Shutfim are not bothered, but in the case where they are bothered, if it bothers one of them, he has a right to stop the other one from doing it. So since one Shutif has a right to stop the other one from putting these things in the middle of the Chotzer, if he gives his consent and lets him do it, it's called, you're having enjoyment from me. So if Reuven wants to put a millstone in the middle of the Chotzer, since Shimon has the right to stop him, if Shimon does not stop him, it's said that Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. Therefore, in such a case, where there's an Issa Neder, one cannot have enjoyment from the other, according to everybody, they're not allowed to put in this Chotzer now these things. Because these things, you have to have permission from the other one. What about in the case of Hoye Echad Mehen Mudir Hano Mechaveri? Let's say just one of these two partners had the Isser of not to have enjoyment from his friend. Let's say just Reuven. Reuven was not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. But the other partner, Shimon, he was allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. So the locher is, La Yichnas Lechotzer. This person, Reuven, that can't have enjoyment from Shimon, he is not allowed to walk into the field. Because if he walks into the field now, according to the Tanna Kamma, he's like putting his foot down on two properties, on both Shutfis, both partners' property, and since he can't have enjoyment from Shimon, he's not allowed to walk in this field. Again, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymano, Yochel Uloyma, this person Reuven, this partner Reuven, has a right to say that Yochel Oymaloy, Leter Shiliyani Nichnas. When I walk into this field, since I'm an equal partner here, whatever I use in the field, it's like Huvra Dovla Mafreyam, that it was totally mine. For this time, for this use, it belongs to me. So therefore, it's not called I'm having enjoyment from you, I'm allowed to walk in here. Now, V'eina Nichnas Terech Shelcha, and I'm not walking into yours, I'm walking into mine and not into yours. Therefore, it's mutter. But now it says the Chiddush Mishnah, V'koifen es hanoider limchar es chelkai. In a case where one of them made the Issa Neder, the Neder, let's say Shimon here made an Issa Neder that he's not letting Reuven have any enjoyment from him. That's what Shimon said. Shimon made a Neder that he doesn't want his partner to have any enjoyment from him. So Shimon is making it usur that Reuven cannot come into this field now. So therefore the locher is Kaifin as a Neder limcher es chalkoi. So we tell this Reuven now, since you made the Neder that Shimon can't walk in here, we're asking you to sell the Rishus of Shimon. Like, you made it now that Shimon can't walk in here. So you're making Shimon usur on his part of the field. It's not right. So therefore we have a right to force you that at least you should sell Reuven's property, Reuven's share, back to him. In other words, whichever way it is, if Reuven made the Neder that Shimon can't have any enjoyment, so Reuven is causing that Shimon can't use his half of the field. So it's only right that we tell this Reuven now, the least you could do is sell the half back to Shimon, the portion that he owns, like buy it off him. Since Shimon can't use it anyway now, because of your Neder, Shimon can't come in here, so it's not right that you're taking away his right to use his half of the field. So therefore we have a right to Dini Mumnis to force you to sell his half back to him. In other words, true, you'll be the total owner now, so therefore you're allowed to use it, but you have to pay back the money to Shimon for his half. What about Toyechod Minashuk Mudor Viechod Mehem Hano? Let's say a third person. There are two shutfim here. Reuven and Shimon own the field. Now a Levi outside, a third person, has an Issa Neder that Levi is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Reuven. Levi, the third person, can't have enjoyment from one of these partners. Hoyechod Minashuk Muda Viechod Mehem. A third person was also to have enjoyment from one of these two partners. So Locher is La Yichnas Lechotzer. Again, this third person, Levi, cannot walk into this yard, because since the yard is owned by Shutfis, Reuven and Shimon, and you can't have enjoyment from Reuven, you're not allowed to walk in here. But Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymano, Yochel Oymaloi, this Levi, when he walks into the field, he has a right to say, L'toich shel chaverchani nichnas. I'm walking into Shimon's part of the field. I'm not walking into your portion. This is a tremendous chiddush that we say Breira so far. What happened here? Reuven and Shimon own this field. They're partners in the field. Now Reuven made an nisa neder that his friend Levi can't have any enjoyment from him. So it says, according to Blazer ben Yaakov, Levi's ladak is allowed to come into this field because he could tell Reuven, listen, I'm not coming into your field. I'm coming into the other partner's field. I'm coming into Shimon's field. So if Shimon gives you permission to come in here, if you hold Yesh Breira, it's considered that for this use, like for Shimon's use of letting his friend come in here, the field belongs right now to Shimon. So therefore, when this Levi walks into the field now, he's not having any enjoyment from Reuven, he's only having enjoyment from Shimon, and that's Mutter. There's a tremendous Chiddush, even this way you say Yesh Breira. What about Nastam Hamudra no Mechaveroi? Somebody has an Isser, Neder, he's a Mudar, he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from his friend Reuven. Let's say Shimon has the Isser not to have enjoyment from Reuven. Now Reuven owns a bathhouse. Obeisabad, Reuven owns an olive press. Muskorin beer. And it was rented out to other people in the city. It was rented out. And this Reuven now made an Isser Neder that his friend Levi Shimon can't have any enjoyment from him. So it depends like this. In Yesh Loi Ben Tfisas Yad, if Reuven, like he already rented out his bathhouse or his olive press. Now even after he rented it out, if he has a Tfisas Yad, I mean if he has a hand there, that he could at least take it back, or he could throw them out, then also. Then it's still considered like Reuven owns it, and since Reuven made a neder that Shimon can't have enjoyment from him, even though this bathhouse is rented out to somebody else, Reuven can't go to the bathhouse. What about Ein Loi Ben Tfisas Yad? Let's say when Reuven rented it out to somebody else, he has no more right to retract, he has no more Tfisas Yad, he has no more hand there. They made a contract that you're renting out your bathhouse to somebody else for a year, and this year you can't retract anymore. You have no more Tfisas Yad. It's like for this year, Reuven doesn't own it anymore. Reuven rented it out to somebody else owns it. So then we say Mutter. Then we say, even though Reuven made a neder that Shimon can't have enjoyment from him, he's allowed to use this bathhouse. Because it's not called Shimon is having enjoyment from Reuven. This bathhouse is not Reuven's bathhouse. Since he was Muskel, he rented it out to other people, and he has no Tfisas Yad, he has no hand in it, to get it back right away, so it's like out of his reshus, therefore the neder is not chal upon that. Somebody says to his friend, I'm making an instant neder that I cannot walk into your house. Lebeischa, your house I can't walk into. I'm making an instant neder now that your field is also to me, I can never buy it. But he said, Sodcha, your field. So then the lacha is, mace, if the person died, that person sold it to somebody else, mutter, then you're allowed to walk into the house. Then you can buy the field. Because he said clearly, I'm making a neder, I can't walk into your house, or to your field I can't buy. Mashma only calls the man that belongs to you. But if the person dies, and his son's Yashin, it doesn't belong to him anymore. Or if the person sold the house, sold it to somebody else, it's not that person's house anymore. So then the Yisra neder doesn't apply. The Yisra neder was that I'm making a neder, I can't walk into your house. So only calls the man that belongs to you. But when it doesn't belong to you, I'm allowed to go in. What about if the person said stam? I'm making a nisa neder stam that I cannot walk into this house. He didn't say because it's your house. Reuven just saw a house and he said, I'm making a neder that this house is also for me to walk in. Or else Reuven saw a nice field and he said, I'm making a nisa neder that this field should be like a carbon to me that I can't buy it. And then, mace, if the owner dies, I he sold it to somebody else, usher. It's still awesome for you to buy this field or to walk into the house. Because you did not say you can't walk into his house. Mashma calls the man, he owns it. You said, Stam, you can't walk into the house. You made the house like a carbon. So the house is also to you, Yerlam. No matter who owns it, it doesn't make a difference. It's not totally in the owner. We don't care who owns it. You said that this house is also to you, that you can't walk into this house, no matter who owns it. Therefore we say, even if the person dies or sells it to somebody else, but Lamaisa, that's the house that you said you made in this and that, you can't walk in there. It's us, so you're not allowed to walk in there. All right, we'll stop here.